And this might not seem like a big deal, but for the tens of thousands of commuters who rely on that affordable ticket to get into London to go to work, for people who may spontaneously go into London to go to the theatre or just simply for a night or day out in London, it's going to become 40 to 60% more expensive from January. And when you look at that in the round with ULEZ and some of the other kind of cost of living crisis issues that people living in Surrey are facing, it's utterly bonkers. And so I've been campaigning for the last month or so, working closely with my local MP, Dominic Raab, and other organisations like the Nighttime Industries Association to start to get an understanding of what is the logic or non-logic behind this move and how can we get it reversed? Because what the Mayor of London have said to me a letter is this is reversible.
So what have you uncovered so far? Why are they getting rid of the travel card?
From what I've discovered, or rather read in the response that I got to my first letter via Dominic Raab, is that they're simply trying to generate revenue. That's it. There's no sustainability issue here. There's no kind of other agenda at play. It's simply looking at how can TfL and the Mayor of London kind of squash the deficit that they've got through less government funding that they're now getting post-pandemic. And it was literally there in black and white in the letter that I got back.
And how will this affect passengers? Obviously, you mentioned increased costs. Do you think also it will stop people from going into London as well?
Absolutely. So on my LinkedIn, I ran a very short poll for a fortnight just to ask people that I'm connected with, you know, would they go into London less as a result of this? And 90% of people said they would. And so for people like me who commute, or maybe people who don't commute right now, but they might change job in the new year or need to do childcare if they're grandparents, you know, the reasons to go into London are so broad that this is going to have far-reaching implications. And what also may become the case is that the cost of going to work is more than your mortgage, more than your rent. And so for people who are on lower incomes, who are already facing a very tight squeeze on household expenditure, this might be the one step too far that means they have to leave their job, they might have to move. So it's just such a simple change that the Mayor of London is looking to do, but the consequences are far-reaching.